This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Protesters against the war in Gaza and the treatment of Palestinian civilians currently encamped at Columbia University in New York are defying a ban to leave. One of the demonstrators, graduate student Soda Palat, is part of a group that's been meeting with university officials.
We will not be moved by these intimidation tactics. You can see outside you now that the students are mobilized. There's hundreds of them here today. They will not be moved. We demand divestment. We will not be moved unless by force.
Columbia, meanwhile, has issued an ultimatum for students to leave or face suspension. NPR's Brian Mann says that's apparently begun.
At this hour, there's a big protest outside Columbia University's gates, but here inside by the encampment, things are quiet. But students have just learned that Columbia University has begun suspending those activists who've refused to break up this encampment. Student organizers say that they understand there could be a very real academic price for them if they don't leave, but they say they're going to stay until the school agrees to divest from companies doing business in Israel.
Meanwhile, at the University of Texas at Austin, police began arresting student demonstrators there today. At least one major driver of the current economy is affluent Americans whose outside gains in both the stock and housing markets over the past few years have helped fuel their larger share of consumer spending. It also appears a lot of that spending is going toward higher priced services like travel, health care and entertainment, putting further upward pressure on prices. Spending by consumers is closely watched by economists since it fuels roughly two-thirds of overall U.S. economic activity. Congressional lawmakers have reached a deal on a bipartisan bill that would reauthorize the Federal Aviation Administration for the next 5 years. As NPR's Joel Rose explains, there are still a few remaining points of contention.
One of the most controversial parts of the FAA bill is a provision that would allow an extra 10 flights per day to and from Reagan Washington National Airport. Delta Airlines and some Western lawmakers have been pushing to add more flights that are longer than 1,250 miles into the airport, which is just across the Potomac River from the Capitol. But United Airlines, which has major operations at Dulles Airport, 25 miles west in Virginia, opposed the idea. So have lawmakers in Virginia and Maryland. They argue that National is already too busy, and they say they're deeply frustrated by the decision to add flights, which they call a choice of convenience over safety. Joel Rose, NPR News, Washington.
It seems the on-again, off-again giant panda exchange involving China and the U.S. is on again, with a pair of pandas now set to make the journey from China to the San Diego Zoo. San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance says caretakers recently visited China to meet the pandas, a 5-year-old male and a 4-year-old female. An exact date for the pandas' arrival has not yet been set. You're listening to NPR. The number of reported measles cases around the world have almost doubled in the past year to nearly 300,000. That's according to the World Health Organization. NPR's Gabriella Emanuel reports measles is among the most infectious diseases, but it can be prevented with a vaccine.
Over the past 20 years, a lot of progress has been made against measles. But lately, there's been an uptick, particularly in Southeast Asia and sub-Saharan Africa. Patrick O'Connor of the WHO says the jump in case counts is largely the result of the COVID pandemic.
So right now, we're having low immunization coverage because of the disruptions of healthcare and all these sort of immunity gaps globally that are just ready for measles viruses to jump into.
Connor says what's needed is a push to find and vaccinate the millions of kids who've missed out on their shots. Gabriella Emanuel, NPR News.
While driverless cars are still being tested on city streets and the idea of robo-taxis remains a ways off, driverless big rigs are apparently coming. Company announcing that late this year it plans to start hauling freight on Interstate 45 between Dallas and Houston using 20 driverless trucks. Within 3 to 4 years, Aurora Innovation and its expected competitors say they plan to put through a fleet of self-driving trucks on the highway, which will be able to run around the clock with no brakes. However, the driverless rigs have already drawn scrutiny from safety advocates who warn about what they perceive as a lack of federal oversight. Crude oil futures prices moved lower today, oil down $1.22 a barrel. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Don't get caught without emergency medical coverage on an international trip. Learn how Allianz Travel Insurance can protect your trip from the unexpected at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.